Something coming faster than any of us can imagine and will change our lives in the most dramatic ways is AI.
And while AI used to sound freaky to me and just something that was going to take over my world, it really would have revolutionized my practice had I stuck around. Many of you know, I got so burnt out from charting. It was the big reason I left medicine because I was frustrated with the EMRs, the clunkiness, and the amount of time it took to learn them. Not only that, but not being able to sit and connect with a patient and look them in the eye, like one-on-one while you're actually interacting with them, the whole reason we went into medicine, not to do paperwork.
Yeah, so that's why May and I have started working with Lindy.ai, which is fascinating. They help you produce the most efficient notes, fully customizable, which is different than some other AI products, so you can do what you do best, which is see patients and let the artificial intelligence scribe do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, not only do you get the perfect patient notes the way you want, written in any format, for whatever specialty you're in, and maybe you're in ophthalmology or vet medicine, it will also create the note, scribe and send the patient follow-up instructions, referral letters, consultation notes. It's amazing. Lindy is offering our listeners a 7-day trial to experience the difference of their AI medical scribe. Go sign up at lindy.ai/bsfree to get started. That is Lindy, lindy.ai/bsfree.
Finally, a source of raw, real, and honest information on healthcare issues that matter most. Welcome to BS Free MD. From the latest medical information to how to stay sane as a doctor or a patient, no subject is taboo and no BS is allowed. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Drs. May and Tim Hindmarsh.
All right, here we are back again. May is remoting in from Canada, where it still has frozen ponds.
It's freezing up here, eh?
It is, and it's supposed to be 89 degrees here today, so I will be in the pool, and you can be walking across the pool.
The ice is actually just melted off, and the ducks are now free to swim in the water instead of being frozen to it. I will send more pictures later.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay, at any rate, we're going to do a little truth bomb here. Something really struck me the other day when we were interviewing Sabine Hazen, who is just absolutely amazing and just a warrior for truth and for real science, which is just, you know, the ability to ask questions and, you know, see where the data leads. And it really struck me that what kind of the power that she has and how captivating she is to listen to is really because of three things. And I think number one is she's absolutely driven by curiosity. What is the right answer? And how do we get there? Two, she's courageous enough to ask the questions. And three, she's humble enough to accept the answers. So you have curiosity, courage, and humility all kind of blended into one thing. And then I started thinking about it more, and I listened to a lot of podcasts. Obviously, you know, Joe Rogan is the king. Sean Ryan has just exploded onto the scene. He's amazing. Trigonometry with Francis and Constantine. Really great interviews. What makes this stuff so good and so entertaining? I mean, sometimes it's just funny or whatever. But again, I think it's these three things. I think it's being driven by curiosity, by being, you know, courageous enough to ask the questions with which that curiosity brings, and then be humble enough to, you know, accept an answer that may not be exactly what you had in your agenda or beliefs prior. I think that is what makes people want to listen and want to follow the lead, because we're bathing in this sea of BS with the internet and social media. And I think that, you know, if you're the least bit courageous and honest, you float to the surface, you know, you become something that people can actually, you know, grab onto when they're drowning in, you know, agendas. What do you think, May?
Well, the first thing that I'm thinking is that Absolutely. Courage and honesty and truth. But yet, I guess, how do people figure out which side is, I mean, people can be honest, but not filled with truth. And how do people discern that? I think that's the tough thing. I think usually if you go with your gut, you can pretty much figure it out. I think all those points are really true. What stands out for me is not, I would add to that, that it's actually people that are positive and uplifting. That is what always attracts me to the things I'm listening to. When they do have a message that's courageous and filled with their honesty, but is uplifting and looking for the positive, that seems to really then get my attention and make it memorable and actionable. Because there's nothing more than, you know, people can be courageous, stick their head out there, and then just be beating a drum, and that's their truth or being honest with their experience. But if it's all negative and doesn't end on a positive note, I'm kind of left feeling deflated and dirty and done.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because if you go back a couple decades, you have Oprah versus Jerry Springer, right? So crappy, salacious stuff sells because people that have crappy lives feel better when they know that somebody has a crappier life.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the other thing that sold, and I have argued largely because it was positive, was Oprah. She was overwhelmingly positive. I also think she's overwhelmingingly full of crap. Like, I think her philosophy of life is vacuous and probably wildly ungodly. This idea of speaking to the universe and the universe speaks back to you. It really sounds like somebody that feels guilty for her success and has to, you know, I mean, it's like, you're successful. Why are you successful? You're really good at your job. You had a positive message. And most importantly, you had the best time slot of any television show in the history of mankind. And so, you know, you combined, you were lucky and you worked hard. I mean, how does
that? I disagree a little bit because I've listened to her stuff way more than you have. And a lot of her messages are about having people be empowered and take action and make change for the good. Yeah. You know, ultimately, it's sort of like the power is all in you and all that kind of stuff. Philosophically and spiritually, I disagree with. But I would say, you know, 2/3 of her stuff really can be applicable to us as Christians, even though we don't agree with kind of all of the things. And that's what's attractive to people is that even myself, I could listen to her message. And a lot of the times, you know, if it was something really blatant that I disagreed with, I'd tune out. But for the most part, I could learn how to translate that because it was positive and learn that to take it into my life and use that in a way that was meaningful, if that makes sense. And yeah. I can say it's the same thing with other podcasts I listen to that maybe don't have the same spin spiritually where I'm at or politically, but you can take it, the little bits of it, at least if they're somewhat relevant, positive, courageous, and honest, and go, yeah, this is how I can use it in my life.
Well, and that's where the humility comes in, which is not being, you know, because that was always my problem was, you know, I would just dismiss stuff like it's like that's dumb and then it's all dumb. Well, it's not. Like, it might be mostly true and part of it is not. And that's just life. That's how most people, that's how we are, like we all are. You all have to sift and discern what's true and what's not true. And nobody has the totality of truth on their side. Everybody is, you know, clawing and trying to find out what's true. And even that, like that's really the key. If you listen to somebody that's trying to figure out life and they bring you along for that journey because they're humble enough to know that they don't have it figured out, that's very engaging. Versus when you sit down and you listen to the, you know, the pundits on Fox News or MSNBC and they have everything figured out.
Yeah.
You just have to plug into the agenda. Right.
And the older I get, the more I'm like, I got so much more to figure out and I'm learning so much more about myself.
Right.
As life goes along. But you're right. I think for a lot of people, that's life is that way. All the information we get, all the things we hear, all the media, all the podcasts or sources of information, wherever you're getting your stuff. I mean, you really have, nothing is all truth other than, I would say, the Bible, which is filled with all truth and all knowing, because we just have to take the relevant bits and make it applicable to our life. So,
yeah, it's going to be interesting as, you know, we do some more interviews coming up, you know, with people that don't necessarily agree with us as far as even the, you know, medical science, and, you know, being humble enough to just say, okay, what did we miss? I'm happy to know. I want to know what we missed. You know, like that's the point. It's like, none of this is about being, you know, it shouldn't be. I fight this myself personally like crazy, but none of it should be about being right. It should be finding out what we should do that is best for patients.
And as doctors and scientists, that's the beauty of science, is you're always finding out that you missed something. Things are always evolving and changing. And I mean, it's so obvious when we look at where we're at currently in our phase of life, and we look back on something simple like cardiovascular disease to cancer to infections, we're always learning new things. And so life is that way. If you're going to be open, you have to be open-minded and be humble to say, this part's wrong. We're always going to figure out more and new things. And I think coming back to your initial point is that if you can do so with humility, courageousness, but be positive in the quest for finding out more information and truth, then you can really make an impact and a difference in people's lives.
Well, if the truth truly sets you free, as we believe, then the quest for that should be overwhelmingly positive. No, the quest for that is overwhelmingly positive. And you know, we can finish up on that. If the truth is going to set you free, then the quest for it is overwhelmingly positive. And I mean, I could yammer on about all sorts of crap, but I think that's enough. I think that's a good one to end on. So Don't be too cold, and I won't be too hot.
And, you know, as I always say, the glass is always half full. That's my attitude now, right? Yeah. Not well, just
No. It's going to be almost 90 degrees here, and the pool is 100% full. And I will not take the trade that you have. I will take mine. So, all right, sweets. We'll see you whenever we see you next. And
all right, my people. I can't hardly wait to join you again.
Yes.
Back in my homeland. But for now, my mission is here, and we'll talk to you all later.
Yep. Bombs away.
It's no secret that medicine is a bit uptight. That's why Tim and I created BS Free MD, to mix things up a little and have fun in the process. Besides, we are having these exact same discussions all the time, so we thought we might as well invite everyone to the party. If you really like us, you can get plenty more and maybe see one of Tim's cool tattoos on our Instagram or Facebook pages at BS Free MD. See you next time.
While we try to keep BS Free MD as raw and real as possible, we can't be held responsible for any medical decisions or discussions had as a result of what you've heard on the show. We know, bummer. But the truth is, we really do care about your questions. So feel free to reach out to us by email at doc@bsfreemd.com.